in the matrix prior to 9/11 and bought into the official version of 9/11. And it wasn't until about 6 months after the attack, when we had already invaded Afghanistan and then started talking about invading Iraq very seriously, that I started to look into those events and found out that we had been lied to on an extreme level, one that was just so disturbing to me. You know, I grew up in New York. I'd been in the World Trade Center several times. I remember being a young kid and looking up and just getting vertigo from seeing these two enormous buildings. So it really hit me in the heart when this had happened so close to home. So many people gave their lives. And to find out that we had been betrayed only to go into other nations and really just savagely kill people for their religion, for their skin color. I mean, we're out there right now. We've killed over 1 million Iraqis. That number is almost 4 years old. You got to think we've probably killed about 2 million people in the Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan region, and that's just sad to me. It's all based on a lie. So, you know, while I was just working regular jobs, I was a pizza guy, I was doing graphic design right outside of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, I got involved with the Loose Change Project. It ended up being the biggest internet film of all time, got us press in Vanity Fair, MSNBC, CNN, History Channel, you name it. And I just continued making documentaries after that. And I felt like the next big subject that I was going to tackle was not only global government, but this term, New World Order. Because when I first heard this, I was like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, or, oh, that was just Hulk Hogan in a wrestling group. And that's why in the beginning of my film, Invisible Empire, I kind of take you through my process of really, you know, growing up, loving my country, saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and believing in the system, and how that was crushed. And then I take you into this term, New World Order, and it's anything but a conspiracy theory.
Well, I think, of course, that we have to separate our government, the government we believe in, we love, the nation we certainly have a pledge our allegiance to the invisible government that has taken over control, and most people don't understand. We have two governments. We have an outer government with a legitimate, you know, representatives and senators, but they're all controlled by people from the invisible government. And the invisible government is a subversive group that hates America, that hates humanity, and certainly is moving us rapidly towards a new world order. Well, Jason, you pick up the story there.
Well, you ended with the invisible government. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. There's a very visible, invisible government. There is a shadow government. It is absolutely admitted. It's called the continuity of government program. And in my last film, Fabled Enemies, I show you how the continuity of government program was revamped in the 80s under who? George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, basically the peanut crowd that we would see later calling for a new Pearl Harbor just before 9/11. So I hint on that a little bit in my new film. I have Peter Dale Scott in the film to talk about continuity of government and the very outward shadow government. But that doesn't come in until about halfway through the movie, because I wanted to show, again, the history of not only the term New World Order, but the other institutions they had erected in the process of building these quote-unquote outward shadow governments. Things like the League of Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, and so much more. So, you know, I really just tried to condense all of this information into a very palatable 2-hour movie that you could show anybody who had no idea about global government, the New World Order, and not only get them to learn this information, but to take action afterwards and try to spread the information to others so that we can take our country back, so that we can get people like Rand Paul elected into office, people who will defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights, people that won't go along with the Patriot Act and Homeland Security.
Well, I think it's so vitally important, and certainly if there was ever a time when we were going to be able to reach the people, it's now, because people know something's wrong. I mean, certainly we have so many people who have lost their jobs, and people see their living standards begin to slip, and people, you know, look around, and of course they realize, of course, we're living in a very uncertain world, that so much of our industry is being transferred to communist China. We used to be produce 45% of all the production in the world. Now we're down to about 11% and gradually going less as our federal government actively rewards manufacturers who actually shift their production facilities to China, and they don't have to put up with all the problems they do here. But the biggest thing is they get tax incentives to move. They get guarantees. They get good loans, very, very cheap loans, so they can move their production overseas, take away American jobs, and simply gradually and progressively lower the living standards of the American people. I think the average person realizes that the federal government is refusing to enforce our immigration laws, but they don't understand why, and I'll tell you why. It's because they want to lower our living standards. That's what it's all about. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Jason Burma, and we're going to be talking about how do I actually pronounce your last name?
Hi, it's Burma.
Burmis. Okay, Burmis. So we put this end on it. Jason Burmis, and we're talking about his latest DVD, which he's put out in conjunction with Alex Jones, called The Invisible Empire. So how did you hit on that target, that title? What made you pick Invisible Empire?
Well, you know, I had seen some quotes from Woodrow Wilson, who was really a tool of this Invisible Empire, somebody who I thought was at first a very well-meaning guy. He had actually wrote about the Invisible Empire. In fact, we have the famous quote where he talks about a force, you know, so strong, so concentrated, so in power, that those who speak above it barely speak above their breaths when they speak in condemnation of it. And later on in his life, he had a quote talking about how there was an invisible empire that controlled the world. I also hint on Edward Bernays and his book Propaganda in my film, and he spoke in the very first chapter, or it was either in the first chapter or it was in the introduction of the book, of the people who really run an invisible government and control the minds of men, and, you know, how public relations has been used really to control our minds. In fact, I haven't really decided what my next project's going to be, but I have kind of thrown around mind control with a K, not only to hit on the MK Ultra subject, but also to touch upon Jonestown and just the op that was. A lot of people don't know the real story there. And then really how we're all under mind control right now, modern-day mind control, and I'll amalgamate that into one film. Because I think that's an important subject matter. People don't understand how they're being mesmerized, hypnotized by their favorite basketball team, by their favorite sports car, by their golf club, by their, you know, mortgages and their four cars. They don't understand how that is really a distraction and done by design, the bread and circus of the modern day.
Well, I think the most beautiful example of that right now is, of course, you're watching television every night, and what do we see? Every program, we see the oil gushing from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico, you know, it coming out, and of course we see the pictures of the oil, and we see the marshland covered with oil, and night after night we see the same pictures or variations of the same picture to implant on our minds that this oil is gushing out. Now, basically, my friend Joel Skousen has talked to people who understand the drilling business and said what you do is you get down there, all you have to do is put a pipe down into the pipe that's there, and pump in enough certainly cement and you could stop this whole thing, but they don't want to because this is being used ingrained into our very minds, our subconscious, and basically we can't have offshore drilling. That's what it was all about. Obama announced we're going to have offshore drilling, and then very, very shortly thereafter we have this. Well, you can tell whether this is a scam or not. Are we going to insist that the Chinese stop offshore drilling off the shores of Cuba, which is certainly close to the Florida Keys, close to Florida? I mean, what about the Chinese doing offshore drilling? Are they going to stop it? Are the British people, are the Russians going to stop offshore drilling? Is everybody going to stop offshore drilling, the Brazilians? Or is it just the Americans? And I suspect that's what it's going to be. It's Three Mile Island all over again. We can't have nuclear power because, after all, everybody else can have it, but we can't have it here in the United States. But the way that they've used this night after night to control our reality. I mean, it's a beautiful example. I think that would be a great subject to use. I hope you've got a few of the pictures of the oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf. You can use that in your next DVD.
Well, it's definitely a possibility. You know, I look at even 9/11 as such a psyop and how it was ingrained into our minds that Osama bin Laden and radical Islam, you know, was this great enemy, and they wanted to kill us. Why? For our freedoms. And I bought into that after seeing it night after night after night. A lot of people don't realize all of the regular networks and cable networks were running 24-hour news for really 2 or 3 or 4 days after that. And really, that was the birth of the 24-hour news network for me. That's when they started turning on the regular TV. I was glued to MSNBC, to CNN, to Fox News, really hooked, really hooked into their propaganda. And I think as people become more and more of this propaganda machine, as they have become more and more aware, well, the regular mainstream newspapers have become more and more irrelevant. The ratings are down on regular talk radio. The ratings are down on these people like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity because they realize they're being lied to. So now is the time to really use the Internet, utilize its tools of free information, and get people the information that they really need, the truth.
And, of course, you know, we have Alex Jones, we have Joyce Riley, we have a number of people out there putting out information. Even George Norrie's program sometimes, not always, but sometimes has some very interesting programs there, you know, after midnight in the East Coast, after, I guess, 10 or 11 o'clock on the West Coast. But George Norrie many times will have good people on those programs. And, of course, what people have to understand is we've been lied to about September 11th. In fact, Jason put out this great film. It was called Loose Change. Would you like to talk a little bit about that before we get right into the very nitty-gritty of what the Invisible Empire is all about?
Sure. Well, you know, Loose Change, the first Internet blockbuster, really went into the physical anomalies of 9/11. We show you the blast points 20 and 40 and 60 floors below the supposed pancake collapse, which was at first, you know, the fire melted the steel, and then no, it wasn't the fire melting the steel. The fire just caused it to buckle, and then it did a pancake collapse. But you watch the video, it's not a pancake 4x4 collapse. You can literally see the blast points. We showed you the interview with Willie Rodriguez, and of course Willie tours the country now, telling people his story, the last pan out of explosions going off in the basement levels prior to the planes striking the building. We brought you Barry Jennings in Building 7, talking about explosions going on the 7th and 8th floors, blowing him and Michael Hestak, both of them on separate news networks that day, talking about it. We talked to Barry later on. He told us that he stepped over bodies in the lobby. Of course, nobody was supposed to be able to die in Building 7. That was the official tale. Of course, Barry ended up dying a couple years back, mysteriously, of fast-acting cancer. So, you know, we've done a lot in that field. We showed you how the hijackers, you know, the majority of the hijackers, 15 of the 19, came from a visa base in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, that was run by the CIA. We showed you J. Michael Springman, the head of the visa section in the late 80s, early 90s, who resigned because he was being forced to smuggle in Islamic militants for who? The Central Intelligence Agency, for their IFF, Osama bin Laden. That and so much more has been exposed in our film, you know, Loose Change Second Edition, Loose Change Final Cut, my last film, Fabled Enemies. If you believe in the official fairy tale of 9/11, I implore you to check out any of those films for free online on YouTube right now.
And that wicked Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they waterboarded 85 times, and now he's admitted he was certainly the origin, the designer of the whole 9/11 attack. So it really wasn't Osama bin Laden at all, if we're to believe him. And if that's true, then the invasion of Afghanistan was totally unnecessary, because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has openly admitted he was the architect. But where did Khalid Sheikh Mohammed go to school? North Carolina. But isn't that, well, we never talk about that. Anyway, Chris, let's get now into the Invisible Empire. And what you're suggesting is that there's a small group of very powerful people who control our government and are using, what, our military and financial power to bring about this world government?
Well, absolutely, and we define a new world order. That's why the subtitle is, you know, Invisible Empire, a new world order defined we show you the speech from Eisenhower talking about the erection of this military-industrial complex. We show you the roots and origins of our intelligence agencies with their occult histories in Skull and Bones. After all, the people who were in Yale and Skull and Bones were really the first intelligence agencies. Then through the OSS and then Project Paperclip, recruiting Nazis after World War II, we created the CIA, who ran a lot of that. Prescott Bush, our former president, George W. Bush's grandfather, also a Skull and Bonesman. He was actually arrested under the Trading with the Enemies Act for supporting the Nazis before Hitler's rise to power, during and after, through who? Harriman Brothers Banking. So a lot of people don't know this hidden history. This really, I mean, it's a line, it's a thread of history that you can go through and see that power really has not changed that much. These people are all backed by families such with the names of Rockefeller, Rothschild, Russell, Astor, you name it. A lot of the people that we see out there are really just mid-level puppets. But because they have familiar face time on TV, people like George H.W. Bush, Tony Blair, Michael Mullen, Steny Hoyer, I use their quotes about, yes, a new world order. All of them have talked about it on film, rather unapologetically calling for a new world order, to show people, no, this is an agenda. This isn't just what they're writing about and talking about. This is a concerted effort over the last couple centuries to consolidate power by these families, by these elitists, to really put us into slavery under a world dictatorship.
And, of course, anybody who doubts what this is about, why we have the financial crisis, it's all, of course, in my estimation, totally contrived. They can go to the International Herald Tribune. You get out your search engine, you go to International Herald Tribune, Henry Kissinger, a new international order. And he'll tell you there, he gives this article, op-ed article that he wrote, and basically he says that, you know, we have certainly two alternatives for the people of the world, countries of the world, either joining this new international order or chaos. I mean, which do you want? I mean, well, most people are going to go along with this new international order, and that's what it's all about. And all the people have lost their jobs and their homes, and But this is certainly not going to just be financial here. It's a worldwide situation, and, of course, it's going to lead to a terrible and bloody and horrible war, and millions of people are going to die because these people want a world government. They conceived the First World War and the Second World War and Vietnam, the Boer War, the Spanish-American War. They've been at this for a long period of time. But they're going to need another world war to bring about their world government. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming very soon, and you better get involved and find out what it's really all about. Go right ahead, Jason.
Well, you know, I'd like to say that we're not on the verge of World War III, but if you look at...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products, or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Tremendous job on the Loose Chains DVD. Basically, that has been pulled down, was it 100 million times from the Internet?
Yeah, at least 100 million views. You know, that was back in our heyday at around 2007. And we were getting so many hits on Google that basically what happened was people were putting it into South Korean subtitles. They were putting into French, Greek, you name it. And the top 10 of Google would sometimes, you know, out of the top 100, would be all the different versions of Loose Change. And then we ended up traveling the country. We had international media coming to our home daily, national media coming to our home daily. And it really did impact. I mean, on the fifth anniversary of 9/11, it aired in 14 separate countries on the History Channel International, including Australia. So, you know, the power of that film was huge. They've done everything in their power to try to discredit us, to try to make us look like kooks, to try to really push us into the background. But at the same time, I've just been pushing forward. I feel like 9/11 was such a pivotal issue. It really did need to be addressed, not only with, you know, one or two or three films, but still needs to be addressed today. It really is the excuse for what our leaders would call our foreign and domestic policy, things like the Patriot Act, Homeland Security now being absorbed by the National Security Agency, really set up by them as an apparatus to be absorbed later. Just another bureaucracy to take our freedoms and spy on the American public and really get us acclimated to a police state. So, you know, as we get further away from 9/11, I still think 9/11 truth is extremely important. I think we're going to have a really good chance to reach out to a ton more people on the 10th anniversary. I'll probably be there on the 9th anniversary. We'll reach out to as many people then. But for some reason, you know, we're kind of built and ingrained to really care about the 5, 10, 25th anniversaries, those type of things. And the 10th anniversary of 9/11 is going to be huge. So I want people to keep that in mind. Think about coming to New York City, handing out DVDs with me and thousands of other truthers out there, really trying to get the word out. So really, Invisible Empire was my next step. So why are they pulling off false flag events like 9/11? You know, we touch on the false flag of 9/11. Inside Invisible Empire, but more than that, we show you the truth about Oklahoma City. We show you the truth about the 93 bombing. We show you how false flag events are happening all across the world today, including places like Mumbai, where the lead attacker of that hotel was what? Central Intelligence Agency. We show you how our government was running drugs in the 1980s through the Continuity of Government program and continue to run the drugs in Afghanistan today. The same network is in charge.
Well, that's, of course, why our troops are over there guarding the opium fields. Certainly the Taliban were able to do away with the opium, but the Americans can't figure out how to do it. I'll tell you they're not trying to. Why? Because the CIA is running drugs. Until the American people understand that the CIA is the largest drug runner in the world, nothing makes sense. But certainly this sounds so ridiculous. Go up on the Internet and simply type into your search engine, CIA sells drugs, and you'll find out everybody in the world knows this, except for the American people, where, of course, we live in a country with freedom of the press, which means if you own the press, well, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, and the last thing you want is for the American people to learn the truth. In fact, Gary Webb, IO, wrote this story about the CIA and drugs and ended up getting him blacklisted, fired, couldn't get it. Job anywhere in the country, and he ended up a couple of years ago committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make certain he was dead. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is Jason Burmis, and we're talking about his DVD, Invisible Empire. It's just come out a few weeks ago. It is up on Netflix. In fact, I asked my son to order it this evening so we could watch this weekend. We are going to carry the DVD. It will be available through Radio Liberty as soon as we can get Alex to ship them. Sometimes they're a little slow, but we'll get after them. We've got some friends down there. But anyway, if you have a question or comment on this great new DVD, it's just coming out now, The Invisible Empire, about these people who are using the United States to bring about a world government. And there's only a few of them, perhaps 5,000 or 6,000 at the most. And there's certainly very few people at the top. But they own the wealth of the world. And, of course, I think Jason very wisely has actually realized, of course, there is a spiritual element to this. Most people don't talk about the spiritual force behind what's going on. But Jason, and certainly Alex, has done that, talking about the fact we're really dealing with satanic forces, which is what keeps this is all going. And what's their goal? A world government that they will control. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and once again, back to Jason here, and we'll take our calls probably in a few moments. But right now, Jason, as you talk about certainly what's going on, I mean, what sort of response are you getting from people who are learning about this? Most people find it very difficult to believe that there can be this small cabal working at the highest levels of government that controls the media and the wealth and controls essentially the reality of the American people, but most significantly, they control the military and they control our government. And they're using our government actually to bring about this one world government. The average American doesn't want that. The average American just wants to be allowed to live and have his kids and enjoy life. But unfortunately, the people in charge, they have our troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. America has an empire. We install dictators throughout the world. A fellow Karzai in Afghanistan, he's simply a puppet. A fellow who's there in Iraq, simply a puppet of the Americans. The same thing is true with the puppet government of Pakistan. We install our puppets in nations throughout the world, and the average American has no idea what's going on. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, let's look at that puppet Karzai. Who was he? He was an ex-Chevron executive. We were in Afghanistan just months before 9/11, giving $40 million in quote-unquote farmers aid to who? The Taliban. We asked them to run a pipeline there. We said you could have a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. They declined the deal. Well, they got that carpet of bombs. Just a few months later, we install Karzai, again, this ex-Chevron executive. What do? We install our little pipeline. Oh, yes. And then under the Bush 2 administration, and now the Barack Obama administration for the past 8 years, our CIA has been funding who? Oh, his warlord dictator brother, Walid Karzai, one of the Afghan warlords that we're supposed to be fighting, again, running the drugs. And in Invisible Empire, we have a 10 to 15 minute, really the most extensive section on Iran-Contra out there. I promise you, you have not seen these clips since they first aired in the late 80s, early 90s. We do tell the story of Barry Seal, of Danny Casolaro, of what you were talking about with Gary Webb. We break it down into great detail, how later on this morphs into the same exact organization we see today. For example...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Jason Burmes, and we're talking about his new DVD, The Invisible Empire. Now, if you'd like to talk to Jason, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go to the callers, Jason, would you like to get the websites out where people can get information about your work and certainly about the DVD? You're talking a little. You got to speak up.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You can get the DVD over at Infowars.com, of course, or you can become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Get that film, all my other films, all of Alex's films, in the highest quality streaming on the web. You can go to YouTube and watch Invisible Empire for free if you have, a Nintendo Wii, a PlayStation 3, an Xbox 360. You can gear it up, watch it on your big screen in high quality. The point is to get this information out. If you do get a high-quality DVD from Infowars.com, we encourage you to make copies, hand them out, hold screenings at your local church, your community center, your school. The response has been so positive from both people that know about this subject matter. They can't believe all the new things that they've seen. They said, well, we knew that this was the agenda, but we've never seen it in such stark detail. We've never seen so many people calling for it so unabashedly on video. And then the newbies out there. For instance, there was a young man. He's in high school. I have sort of a younger fan base, high school and college kids sometimes. And that's a good thing because I want people to show it in their high school and college. And anyway, he was a popular kid, but a lot of people thought he was kind of off the wall. His teachers enjoyed him. And he said, hey, I have this new movie. He was able to have, five of his teachers come in, over 100 students come in, watch the film. A bunch of them walked up to him afterwards, apologized, said they had no idea. They thought he was nuts. They saw the agenda now. They asked him where they could get a copy of the film, where they could get a link of the film. And that's what we need to do. We need to become human beings again. We can't be scared to approach our neighbor, to approach our mother, our brother, our sister, our cousin, our aunt, our uncle with this information and say, hey, this might be a hard truth. It may, scare you for a minute, but what's more scary for me is that people are very ignorant and unaware of this and unable to even take action against it because they don't know what to take action against.
Well, now, where can people get copies of your Loose Change DVD?
They can get it over at Infowars.com. In fact, you can get a Loose Change Final Cut. My last film, Fabled Enemies, and Invisible Empire, all for $34.95 plus shipping.
All right.
Get Loose Change Final Cut for only $5 right now at Infowars.com.
All right, fine. So basically, they encourage you to go ahead and make copies of this. So they want to get the information out. This is not predominantly a money-making proposition. It's an effort to get the American people informed. Now, isn't this available up on the Internet if people want to see it right away?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can go to the Internet right now. You can go to YouTube. You can go to just Google, and you type in Invisible Empire, and the first link on the top left corner is the movie in full, in high quality, in standard definition. So it's really unbelievable technology. And like I said, the thing has been out really a little over a month, and it has about 500,000 views in the two full versions, and then tens of thousands of views in the other versions out there. The torrents have been huge. We had about 70,000 downloads in the first day just from PrisonPlanet.tv alone. Well, of course, we encourage people to share their password with up to six people. So, you know, that helps. But just that so many people are taking note of the work or sharing it with others, and it's breaking down minds. You know, I have a cousin who, while I was down in Austin, Texas, working for Alex, was going to UT, doesn't know about this stuff. And he and his roommate sat down and watched this film, and they were blown away. And, you know, we had a long, long conversation in the days after about it. So it's encouraging to me that, you know, hope isn't lost to me. I think that we can come together, we can wake up, we can take on these tyrants, and we can win.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go briefly to John from Texas. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, you know, a thought crossed my mind about this oil spill the other day is you had Andrew Jackson, I think it was the War of 1812 or whatever, and the Battle of New Orleans, and the thought crossed my mind, you know, the British finally won the battle in a way, maybe. And
no, I really don't think so. I think that's one of the greatest histories of all time. The thing is that the British Petroleum is certainly works hand in glove with this whole international cabal. And, of course, the one thing they want to do is hurt the United States and get us to stop offshore drilling. And I'm very much afraid that that's going to be what's going to happen, because the average American is not clever enough to realize that we're being manipulated by the media. But thanks so much for calling,
well,
John.
One of the...
And certainly... go right ahead, Jason. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question for Jason, because he's done a great job of putting together the story of this secret cabal. And certainly, you do go a fair amount into the background of Professor Quigley, don't you?
Absolutely. We show you how Professor Quigley was really able to not infiltrate but be invited into this roundtable group that was initially set up for what? For world government through the Cecil Rhodes Trust. He didn't leave his fortune to his families or his heirs. He left it to set up this secret society. And you've seen really this inner circle expand into other little circles. And through compartmentalization, these people have consolidated power, again, on a massive, massive level. You know, out of those roundtable groups is what you find to be the Council on Foreign Relations. It was the same exact people. It was the Carnegie Trust, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Institute, and so on. And that's why I think it was so invaluable to get a guy like G. Edward Griffin, who is such a great author and activist of the past 50 years, to sit down with us and explain this in the film. He, of course, with Teardale Scott and Mark Dice, round out the three major interviews in the movie.
And, of course, basically, Professor Quigley found out about the secret society. I mean, how do you find out about the secret society? Well, one of the members of the secret society told him. Is a fellow named Alfred Zimmern, who had belonged to the secret society from 1910 to 1922. He got sort of, he got very disillusioned with it because they fought this horrible, bloody First World War, and they suddenly aligned with the French opposing the Germans. And then as soon as the war was over, the English wanted to align with the Germans and betray their former ally, and he thought that was wrong. But in 1946, he told Professor Quigley about that. Professor Quigley wrote a book called The Anglo-American Establishment, and after researching this, didn't ever reveal where he got his information, but Professor Quigley actually couldn't get the book published. And actually, the book was published 4 years after Professor Quigley died. The book was suppressed for 31 years. That's what they do in America. The last thing they want is for the American people to know there's a secret cabal, and that English group became the Council on Foreign Relations, which was really the dominant force in America for over 50 years. And then, of course, they found that the Trilateral Commission, which is sort of that, the Bilderbergers really working behind the scenes today. And the average American has no idea that this whole facade of going to the poll every 4 years to vote not for the candidate of your choice, but they pick both political candidates. And then, of course, they laugh at the American people for being so foolish. Well, certainly, Jason, you know, as you get this information out, I think it's so vitally important you put it into a visual format, because it's unfortunate today, but most people don't want to sit down and read a 1,340-page book like Tragedy and Hope.
Well, that's the truth. And we live in a generation today that really has trouble really even sitting down through an entire TV show. It's the ADD nation, which I, you know, obviously we've been over-medicated and drugged up by these major corporations, really part of this same military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, owned by the same puppet masters. And people need to start being more aware. They need to start taking action against the true power sources. Why is it we don't understand the hidden history of how this global governance movement has come about? And it's because we've really lost our way. I used to go through the aisles of a grocery store as a kid, and the magazines I saw on the side were Time Magazine, Life Magazine, People when it had some substance, and the big major newspapers, the New York Times, the New York Daily News, of course, the local papers. Now I walk through, and of course there were the tabloids, but now I walk through the supermarket, and guess what? They're all tabloids. It's Us Weekly, it's Brangelina, it's Kim Kardashian, it's all these, you know, pop culture celebritards that are being worshipped by the media, and that's what's being absorbed by society today. Most people probably couldn't even tell you who the Secretary of Defense is. I walk up to people, they can't tell me what the three branches of government are. They're like, the government's a tree? And then I explain that, you know, we set up these separate branches, the judicial, the executive, and legislative, for a thing called checks and balances, so that we would basically, you know, have checks on the system, and no part of the system would become out of control and overrun the other. But now what we live in is a national security state, a police state run by the global elite.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Sean calling us from Monterey again. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Good to talk to you. Hey, Jason. Good to talk to you, brother. I've been listening to you for a while on Al's show on Sundays, and just want to give you a good heads up. I really liked your film there, Invisible Empire. That is great, bro.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I really liked the beginning where, you know, it kind of made it personal with you, you know, just an average Joe kind of deal, humble, and it really encouraged, like, the next generation you know, Alex Jones's and Jason Burmess's. So I like that kind of feel that it, you know, it brought forward for encouraging others that they can just step it up and do the same thing. And I thought that was great. And then kind of interesting, too, at the end, you know, with all that creepy stuff with Bush and that, like, getting constituted. So I was, like, really freaking me out. I was like, now you're hearing about Manuel and Obama with some child-like ring in Chicago, which is, wow, it's like all these politicians are just creeps, man. It's just
well, you know, in the film, other than, you know, we talk about a guy named, again, during the end, when we show you the occult connection, we show you the Bohemian Grove, we show you their penchant for cross-dressing and hiring homosexual prostitutes, and then we point out that during the 2004 elections, there was a guy named James Guckert who had unprecedented access to the White House. Well, it turned out that James Guckert wasn't James Guckert or James Guckert at all. He was actually a male prostitute for militarystuds.com. And
yeah.
And you have all these pictures with Bush cheek to cheek with him, looking him in the eye.
I know. Wow.
And then
I mean,
he's going to show you.
Oh, that's horrible.
With people like even Barney Frank now, who are up there telling us about the bailout, espousing all these values and how we need to do this so we could save the country. And you find out, well, he was part of this ring that wasn't only into homosexual prostitution, but underage pedophilia. And one of these prostitutes, Stephen Gobey, was running a prostitution ring out of his D.C. apartment. And we show you the House floor as, you know, two people are disgusted with the decision to just basically slap Frank on the wrist and bury the whole thing.
And basically, Barney Frank is the chairman of the House Banking Committee today. I wonder why we're having so many financial problems. Anything else you want to say, Sean?
Great points. You know, I'm just in shock. You know, they get away with it, and the American people, they're so blind, and they laugh at people like us. I just pray for our nation, and thanks for the good work, guys. I really respect you, and I'm going to I'm trying to step up my game too, and I'm hoping others too. I'm trying to encourage others too. It's a battle, and just keep going one step at a time. And it's good to see, you know, with your guys' efforts, I see potential, and we're making some headway here and there. We just got to keep going, and so keep up the good work. Thanks a lot, guys.
God bless. Thanks very much, Sean, and get people listening to our programs. Let's go to Chris, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, man, great topic tonight, guys. But actually, I just wanted to ask him a question. Now, before the Operation Paperclip, do you think that the Nazis may have, you know, been part of this big cabal, this secret government kind of thing, and then maybe when it was overtaken, you know, that's why they got this Operation Paperclip, where they took all the Nazi scientists, and
well,
pretty much they just...
If you look throughout history, I mean, the elitists fund both sides of the war. I think that basically what happened is Hitler got a little bit outside of their control and wasn't going to give up power. And then once, you know, they had been outed as Nazis very publicly, and their I make the point in the film that it became so visible to the rest of the world with the military aggression, the concentration camp, and especially the eugenics, that his New World Order failed. But at the same time, the globalists still wanted a New World Order. They realized that the Nazis and basically beat us technologically at everything other than the nuclear bomb. Their propulsion systems were much greater. Their rocket systems were much greater. So, you know, they did what any other military power would do and integrated von Buren and many of the other Nazis out there. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories whether Mengele was used in the MKUltra projects or not. Who knows? But I do know that those programs did carry on under the guise of U.S. intelligence. Absolutely.
But we do know also that the CIA and the MI6 helped Mengele escape to South America. Whether it ever came up here, we'll never know. I've talked to people who claim they
had actually heard a conspiracy theory that, like, maybe Hitler had actually faked his death and moved to Argentina.
There are all sorts of theories out there. We will never know. Certainly the government is never going to tell us. This is basically would be marked top secret, not to be released for 100 years.
Now, your YouTube video was The Invincible Empire, and what was the other one?
Invincible Empire and New World Order Defined is my latest, and then the one before that, which really exposes the international intelligence organization that carried out 9/11, the roles of Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Israel, and, of course, the shadow government in the United States. That's called Fabled Enemies.
What, Fabled Enemies?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the one before that was Loose Change.
Good talking to you guys.
Okay, fine. Right. Thanks very much for calling, Chris. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our guest is Jason Burmes. He's been working for some time with Alex Jones down there in Austin, Texas, and Alex is doing a great job of getting information out. And of course, what does he do, 3 hours of talk radio a day?
Actually, 4 hours of talk radio, and two of those are broadcast on the web via live TV.
All right, fine. Of course, a lot of people, of course, join the club there so they can actually watch the live programs. They've got a tremendous organization down there. A lot of great things up there on the Internet at prisonplanet.com. You can get to the website, and Sydney, they're on the cutting edge of what's going on today. But you've got to be informed, and you've got to help us get the information out to others. We're heading, I believe, I fear, into a major international crisis, and it's going to be coming much sooner than most people suspect. At the present time, there are 4 carrier task force moving into the Persian Gulf. I wonder what we're sending those carrier task force into the Persian Gulf for. Well, Jason, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, you know, I just hope people go out and take a look at my information. Don't believe anything I've said out here. You know, I back everything.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We will be carrying Jason's DVD once we're going to be ordering it tomorrow. That's The Invisible Empire, but we actually carry a number of Alex Jones's other DVDs, specifically his DVD, An Endgame, that's the Bilderbergers, his DVD on the Bohemian Grove on terror wars, and certainly you can call our 800 number, 800-544, and get the DVDs. We carry his Camp FEMA. We think these are all very, very important and well done. We also carry the Shadow Government, Dr. Catherine Albrecht's excellent DVD. And, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it because it will connect all the dots for you. And you'll be able to see what's going on, and many people have told me this book has changed their lives and brought them into a closer relationship with our Lord. Well, Sydney, we want to remind you that this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, over at the Marriott Hotel at Great American Parkway there in Santa Clara, there's going to be the Conspiracy Conference. If you'd like more information, you can call 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. And then, of course, we want to remind you we're going to be having the all-day conference. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, as we've had in the past. It's October the 17th. October the 17th, we hope you can come. If you want to make your hotel reservations, we do have a block of rooms set aside at a very attractive rate. So give us a call at 1-800-454-9686. 844-8927, and we'll send you the information, and you can line up today. Actually, last time, we actually had to turn people away. We have Sidney Paul Williams coming. Paul Williams is the expert on the Muslim terrorist training camps here in the United States. We'll have Sheriff Mack will be with us. Of course, Michael Shaw will be talking, and then, of course, we're hoping Dr. David Ayoub will be here. And Dr. David Ayoub did a wonderful talk a few years ago about mercury, and he has even a more shocking talk on aluminum. Every vaccine has alum in it. It's an aluminum adjuvant that's put in to boost the level of immune response. But it also, of course, is a toxic metal, and you'll be fascinating to realize, of course, that they're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is still a spiritual battle. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and get so much of the other information that we have. We have a lot of the books written by Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist, and in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, The Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, The Secret History of Secret Architecture of the United States, I believe that's the title. Anyway, all of these books are available. We have a special list. We certainly don't tell people that we certainly suggest these books, but if you're a researcher and you want to really know what this is about, why, of course, you need to get these books by Manly P. Hall, specifically his Secret Teachings of All Ages. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an occult conspiracy behind everything going on, as we mentioned this afternoon. If you listen to my talk, and we have a talk called The Financial Armageddon, where we quote from a woman named Corrine McLaughlin, who works for affiliated with the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. But she talks about how people of her, a slant of life, were praying for years ahead of time that Barack Obama would become the next President of the United States. There's always been an invisible force behind Barack Obama. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ken Miller. And you say, well, who's Ken Miller? Well, of course, you turn on your television here in California, and I realize this program is being heard out across America, and you wonder, well, what does politics and the governor's race in California have to do with me? Well, let me tell you that California, if we were a country, we would be the eighth largest economy in the world. This is one of the most powerful countries in the whole world right here in California, and there's a race for governor, and we hear night after night Sidney Steve Poizner telling us how liberal Peg Whitman is, and Whitman is telling us how liberal Steve Poizner is, and it would appear that there's only two candidates in this race for governor. That is because the other candidates are totally blacked out by the controlled media, who wants to give us a choice of two people, and the only question is not who's the most conservative, but who's the most liberal. They are both dedicated liberals, and of course, each one is accused.